With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Former President Trump tells attendees at the Faith and Freedom Coalition's Road to Majority Conference in D.C. it's important to make sure Democrats don't cheat in this year's election.
Because if I knew that there was not going to be corruption, if I knew that everything would be honorable and honest as it should be, I'd stop campaigning right now. We have this thing won. I would immediately stop campaigning. I'd go and relax.
Teamsters Union President Sean O'Brien will speak at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee next month. Former President Trump announced the move Friday, saying O'Brien had accepted his invitation. Also at SRNnews.com, world leaders are keeping close tabs on that new agreement between Russia and North Korea that requires the countries to provide immediate military assistance in the event of war.
North Korea's official Korean Central News Agency has reported that the Comprehensive Strategic Partnership Agreement, reached by its leader Kim Jong-un and Russian President Vladimir Putin, says that Article 4 of that agreement states that if one of the countries gets invaded and is pushed into a state of war, that the other must deploy, quote, all means at its disposal without delay to provide military and other assistance. The deal could mark the strongest connection between Moscow and North Korea since the end of the Cold War. Both Kim and Putin describe it as a major upgrade of their relations. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The White House says it will rush delivery of air defense interceptor missiles to Ukraine by redirecting shipments that had been planned for other allies. The move comes as D.C. scrambles to counter increased Russian attacks on Ukrainian energy infrastructure. National Security spokesman John Kirby declined to say how many of our allies would be adversely affected. This is SRN News. Colorado expands assisted suicide, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Under a new law signed by Democratic Governor Jared Polis, nurses will be allowed to evaluate patients and give them drugs with which they can take their own life. The new law reduces the waiting period from 2 weeks to one and allows doctors to waive the wait entirely if they wish to. As more states embrace assisted suicide, pro-life advocates warn that a right to die will quickly become a duty to die. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion advocates have found an unlikely champion in swing state Pennsylvania. Senator Bob Casey will appear on November's ballot. He's attacking Republican challenger David McCormick over opposing abortion. It's quite a reframing for Casey, who once called himself a pro-life Democrat. Casey, whose race is seen as crucial to Democrats' effort to defend their razor-thin Senate majority, is outraged by the Supreme Court's repeal of Roe v. Wade. This is SRN News. Mortgage rates have dropped to their lowest level since April.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage fell this week to 6.87%. That's the lowest level since early April. The average rate has been hovering around 7% this year, a trend that's weighed on home sales. The recent pullback follows signs of cooling inflation, which has helped bring down yields on 10-year U.S. Treasury bonds. Lenders use those as a guide to pricing home loans. Economists say mortgage rates are unlikely to drop significantly until the Federal Reserve sees more evidence of slowing inflation. I'm Alex Vega.
Toyota's recalling about 145,000 SUVs due to an airbag problem. According to the automaker, the curtain shield airbag on the driver's side may not work properly during certain crashes if the driver's window is down. The recall impacts certain 2024 Toyota Grand Highlander and Lexus vehicles. Toyota says it's working on a solution for the issue. More details at SRNnews.com.